I also want to ask you some serious questions, Rodney, about what you're doing at the next level. Your improv school in Atlanta, man. I was digging the stuff online about it, man. Tell us more about that.
Well, Terry J. Vaughn from Steve Harvey Show.
Mm-hmm.
Miss LaVita Alizé Jenkins.
Oh yes.
She has a coffee shop and a acting school here in Atlanta.
Oh really, LaVita?
Yeah. Yeah.
She's very talented. I don't mean to cut you off because I've seen her on the Steve Harvey Show act like LaVita. And then I saw it in another movie. I don't know if it was, I think it was a Tyler Perry flick where she sounded like an attorney.
Yeah.
Like she's scary schizo.
Man, she's just a dope lady, man. So
yeah,
she and
props
I got
to her.
It up.
Uh-huh.
Like, I want to bring, you know, I want you to bring some type of comedy into this place.
Okay.
So I started off with a comedy workshop that I take that workshop around the country.
Okay.
She wanted something like The Groundlings or, you know, something like that. And so I created this workshop. It's Never Deny, which I believe is the first rule of improv.
Right.
You can't deny, you know.
No.
If you propose an idea, I'm gonna roll with it because I never deny. Cause that's the idea.
I like that.
And with Never Deny, to take it to the next level, I created this course of improv, which is a 6-week course.
Uh-huh.
We do everything from improv games to we create viral videos for the internet, and then we put on a live show at the end of the course. So as it stands right now, I'm on my third class, and they put their show up next week. We shot their sketches and stuff last night.
Wow.
Man, it's really rewarding, and it kind of, you know, keeps you humble when you give that energy back to people.
Right.
It's easy to be selfish in this game.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Whatever. It's easy to, you know, to go, this shit is about me. I do what I want to do when I want to do it. But when you take some time out of your schedule and give some people your time and your energy, that in itself creates a certain humility. And people don't have access to you always.
No, they don't.
When you become a quote-unquote celebrity, you know, the worst thing that can happen to a comedian is that he can become too famous. Seen it. When a comic gets famous and he loses the ability to watch people or to deal with regular people, that's when he becomes whack.
Right.
This is really just my effort not to be whack.
Right. That's why I notice a lot of, like, some people tell me in L.A., you will catch Eddie Murphy just coming to an improv club, drop some things. Or you'll see Dave Chappelle, he came out the woodwork and he's doing some shows in Ohio.
I met Eddie Murphy at the improv.
Uh-huh.
He came to me, like, hey, man, who is that girl up there? I was like, I don't know.
Right.
Go tell her I want to talk to her. And he gave me $500 to go get the girl and bring her to him. I was like, man, you the man.
Yeah, yeah. And that's that Shrek money. He ain't even spending money from 48 Hours in Beverly Hills Cop. I grew up with his brothers.
Money, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I grew up with
his Shrek money long. You understand?
It's ridiculous. Yeah, it's ridiculous. The money this man had. But he's always had money. When he was on Saturday Night Live, I mean, you know, I'm from New York. And then my father moved us over to Inglewood, New Jersey. And, you know, I'm working in a Blimpies, okay? Like 16 years old and all that.
Nice,
okay. Yeah, so I'm at downtown Inglewood. And the next thing you know, a Rolls Royce pulls up. And that same suit he wore in Raw, he brought into Blimpies. The same red leather suit. I said, that's Eddie Murphy. Motherfucker said, no, it ain't. I said, look at the suit. Can't two people fit that damn suit? He walked into Blimpies. We had a good conversation. He told me he lived right up the damn road from my house and that he had younger brothers, Vernon and them. I met Vernon.
Yeah.
And then they turned around and created a hip-hop group called the K-9 Posse. And my group was called...
I remember K-9 Posse.
Right. And I'm a member of Rockin' G and DJ Sean. We did the Freddy Krueger, Swing B. So, okay, so we rocking, right? We doing shows together.
Oh.
Eddie is the most down-to-earth dude. And then I met his dad. When I met his dad, and then I saw Roar, every time I saw the man, I just started laughing.
Wow.
Because every Mr. Lynch.
You met his dad? That's crazy.
Mr. Lynch. Listen, Mr. Lynch was also a boxing fan. My uncle was a boxing fan. He worked at a detention center in the Bronx called Spotford. They had a young man there that was just knocking niggas out. His name was Mike Tyson. So everything came. This was that time, okay?
Wow.
So, you know, the thing about it, but Eddie will always tell you, you know what? When you lose your people, you lose your audience, my dude. You got to come out the house.
You know, come out the house.
And he professed that. Now you look at his family now on that VH1. How smart is Eddie? He turns around, breaks up with his wife, right? Becomes best friends with her and pilots and produces her show, Ex-Wives of Hollywood. And I try to tell young people today, it's all about relationships.
Yeah, wow, that's great.
Okay? If you can maintain a relationship through the good and through the bad, people always change or grow for the worst or for the best. But when they grow for the better, you better have that relationship with them. No matter how bad or how good you had it back in the past, never leave that relationship bad to where you can't reconnect with that person. And I noticed that's what's happening in Hollywood, with especially with you young black actors out there, man. And I just wish that you all reach together, man, especially people. If you're out there, ladies and gentlemen, can you please go on RodneyPerry.com and take a look at what he's doing with The Next Level? And if you're into this business, I'm pretty sure you screen these people, right? They just can't walk through the door. You screen them, right, Rodney?
You know what? If you got a desire to get in,
right?
We take you, you know.
Oh,
and
okay.
I only take like between 10 to 15 people per class,
right?
But I like to keep it intimate where everybody can get attention.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really first come, first serve, dog, for real.
Wow, that's some real fair shit right there, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're in the Atlanta area, go to RodneyPerry.com, first of all. And if you're in the area and you're thinking about becoming a comedian, an actor, or even a spokesperson like myself, now I'm going to ask Rodney for a job or when we get off the air. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm trying to tell you is this man is willing to teach you, and he's a busy guy. I noticed you just came back from Dallas from a show.
Yeah, I was the concert tour was this weekend, so I was in Houston, New Orleans, and Dallas.
Wow.
I leave out this weekend, and we go to L.A. and Oakland.
See, that's what I'm talking about, Rodney. See, I can open up for you. Did you know that?
Hey, let's get it.
I can open up for you. So, don't Rodney, you know what? I wanted to ask you a question, okay? This is my last question. There was a movie you did, okay? And you were a mailman. And you went on the road with your man. He was a comedian in the movie. What was the name of that movie?
That's Chris Rock's brother, Tony Rock.
Right.
I'll give you a quick story on that.
Okay.
If you look on Netflix, it's called Come On Man.
Right, right.
But the original title was called The Last Laugh.
Okay.
Lionsgate wanted, this is the way they treat us, y'all.
Okay, talk to me, Rodney. Spill the shit.
They didn't, this is real. I'm going to keep it real with you.
Okay, keep it real.
The company, my boys, they produced it. I did a couple movies with them. I did a movie called Red Run with them, and then they called me back, which is a comedy about people going on the killing spree. It's funny as hell.
Okay.
But anyway,
okay.
I did a movie with them, and then they called me to do this movie called The Last Laugh, which is a great script about stand-up comedy,
yeah,
especially from an urban perspective.
It is.
And Tony Rock killed this movie. I killed this movie. And it shot like a documentary. So people think that we're real. If you don't know us, you think that these characters are real.
Yeah, it looked like a documentary the way it was shot.
It shot like a documentary. And Chris Rock's younger brother, Tony Rock, who was out there on the comedy circuit banging it out, killing it. He and I are the stars of this movie, man. And it's a really good movie. Like, if you pull it up on Netflix, man, it's really an enjoyable joint, man. And it really speaks to what we talked about earlier about not having, you know, a plan B. It's like going for it.
Right.
And
right.
It's got a lot of great themes in it. You know, we all have that person that said, you know, we was kids and say, man, if I ever make it, I'm gonna bring you with me.
Yep.
If you don't, you know, it speaks to that. So it covers a lot, man, and I'm proud of that. That's one of my more proud moments on film.
You know, because the end of the movie, when it says, hey, man, when you came back home and you said, hey, I had a ride, I enjoyed myself on the road, but now I got to go home and go to work. I said, well, you know what? I faced that. A lot of entertainers face that reality. And it's a harsh one, but when you get knocked down, you got to get back up. Because if you still want that dough, you're going to want to get it. I know once you get a taste of it, you don't want nothing else. And that's what that movie...
Very hard to go back.
It's very hard to go back. It's very hard to go back. Mr. Rodney Perry, I want to thank you for joining us on the Table Setter Radio Nerve DJ Show. And I want you to know that we are on Thursdays, 7 p.m. Eastern to 10 p.m. Eastern, and we get out to about 500,000 people. And we want to introduce the Midwest. Even though you're from Chicago, you already know. You already laid your roots.
Right.
Okay, so let's not get it right. My man is from Chi. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. So
South side.
Oh, yeah. See, now he's naming neighborhoods. Now he's naming neighborhoods.
Hey, make sure we get the link, man, so we can definitely hit y'all up. I tweet and I Facebook all that stuff, so I want to make sure I get all the information out to my folks. I'm easy to find. He told y'all my website is RodneyPerry.com.
Yes, it is.
I'm at Rodney Perry on Twitter. I'm at Rodney Perry Live on Instagram. I'm wilding out on Vine. Everything. So, you know, I'm everywhere.
Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank our guest, Mr. Rodney Perry, comedian, actor, activist, teacher. Thank you, Mr. Rodney Perry, for joining us. We appreciate you, man.
Hey, man, thanks a lot for having me, man. I know you got a choice on who you talk to. And the fact that you talk to me, I feel like I'm doing something with my life.
He's a funny dude. This is Uncle Boogie on Table Setter Radio. Rodney Perry, ladies and gentlemen.